我们继续《使徒行传》的信息的系列。
We'll continue the sermon series on Acts.
上周我们读了这个，在逼迫之下，教会被分裂分散。
We read about how the church was persecuted and scattered.
在耶路撒冷的教会好像一团火，在逼迫当中被打散。
It's like this fire in Jerusalem. It was scattered because of persecution.
那我们接下来就想哈。这个火被打散的时候，如果有一粒的火种被散出去以后，会带来多少的树林被燃烧起来呢
？When a spark was scattered in this fire, how many forests is going to light up?
这个逼迫的强风把这个种子给吹散的时候，如果有一粒种子落到好土当中，能结出多少颗蒲公英来呢
？When a strong wind scattered seed.How many plants, how many dandelions is going to germinate?
在西方有一句谚语啊，他说一个苹果树上的种子哈，你可以数出苹果树上的种子，但是你能数出种子里的苹果有多少个吗
？There's a Western saying that says you can count the apples on the tree, but who can count the apples in the seed?
这句话的意思就是一颗种子里面所蕴含的那种的潜力，能结出多少？这个苹果的那种的潜能是无可限量的。
And what it's saying is that the potential of a seed is really cannot be estimated.
借着一粒真实的种子的倍增，可以一代一代的持续下去，结出无数的果子来。
And because of the seed being propagated, they would bring out many, many generations.
这是也是耶稣基督在讲那个撒种的比喻所讲的哈，哪怕是一粒种子落到一个好土里面。可以结实百倍、六十倍、三十倍的。
And that's the parable of Jesus saying that a seed that goes into good soil can bear a crop of 160, 30 times.
所以今天我们就看，作为一粒福音的真实的种子的载体，哈，这个腓力这个人。
And today we're going to talk about Philip being a carrier of that being the seed.
神如何使用他成为许多人的祝福
？And how God used him to become the blessing of many.
借着这一段的经文思考腓力的经历，神使用他的方式来思考我们自己。
And because of the way that God has used Philip, we think about ourselves.
我这个人到底有多大的潜能呢
？How much potential do I have?
一个人在耶稣基督里重生，得了新的生命，有圣灵内住以后，我们里面到底蕴含了多大的能力呢
？After a person is born again with the Holy Spirit residing in him, how much potential do I have?
不管我们多年轻或者多年长，不管我们刚信主还是信主多少年，在我们的里面，神已经把那一个极大的能力放在那里，好多的时间是被掩盖了。
Doesn't matter how old, how young, how long we have believed in the Lord, we have this potential, but many times it's been covered.
我们都读过，甚至我们都可以背，我们都相信说这福音乃是神的大能，要拯救一切相信的人。
We have read many times that the gospel is the power of God to save all men.
每个重生得救的人里面都装着神这种无限的能力哦。
Every single person has this infinite power in him.
一旦我们这里的每一个重生得救的基督徒都能够把我们里面这种极大的潜能能力，神的大能哦，释放出来以后，那种的影响力是无可限量的。
If we can manifest this potential, this power that God has given us, that the impact is really infinite.
可能有些人现在就在问说，神可以如何使用我这个人呢
？Maybe some of you will ask, how can God use me?
我这个人如果交托给神，按照神的心意去做事，到底能够做成什么样的事情呢
？If I give myself to God according to God's will, what will God use me for?
我正在思考退休的事情，退休以后的日子当如何度过。才更有意义呢。
I'm thinking about retirement. What are some of the things I can do that is meaningful?
我们当把我们有限的时间、金钱、精力、资源投入到什么样的事情当中，才是真正有永恒价值、有永恒意义的呢
？I have finite energy, money, resources, time. What are some of the things that I can put into use that would have that eternal value?
一个人呢？一个真实的重生的生命，一个福音的种子，到底有多大的潜能
？One person, one seed, what potential does it have?
腓力啊，上周我们已经了解到他一点的事情了。
Last week we already understood a little bit about Philip.
随着教会被分散，哈，腓力也跟着啊一起去逃亡，逃到了耶路撒冷之外的犹大全地和这个撒玛利亚的地方。
And when the church was persecuted, he was scattered to different places in Samaria.
虽然他的同伴哈斯提凡殉道，但是神存留他的生命，对他的安排不一样的哈，他要继续的不是为主而死，而是为主而活。
His companion Stephen was martyred, but God has a different plan for him. It's not to die for God, but to live for God.
腓力应该是在五旬节的时候重生得救的，在外邦居住的信徒。
And he was probably received the Lord during the Pentecost, and he was someone who lived far, not in Jerusalem.
他的名字是希腊文的名字。
His name was a Greek name.
所以从这一点上，我们可以推测哈，他应该是居住在这个犹大地之外的犹太人、以色列人。
We can probably deduce that he was a Jew that lived away from Jerusalem.
因为很敬虔哈，所以按照律法的规矩，每年在过节的时候要到耶路撒冷哈来过节。
But because he was a devout Jew, so that he came to Jerusalem for the festival.
应该是年轻一代的人哈，到了这个耶路撒冷过五旬节的时候，圣灵降临，然后彼得讲到啊。有三千人得救，应该腓力就在其中。
And he was a younger generation, and probably was received the Lord when Peter preached, and 3,000 believed.
当教会到了这个《使徒行传》第六章，有需要要选一些的工人出来帮助教会来服事的时候，他是七个人中的一个。
And in Acts 6, when the church has needs to select some deacons, he was one of the six, one of the seven.
当时这个使徒讲说，我们选什么样的人呢？要选这个有好名声的。被圣灵充满的智慧充足的人。
And who the people did they have to select? They are those of people who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom.
然后推举这七个人以后呢，使徒就按手在他们的身上哈，让他们在教会里面承担这个执事的这个服事。
And after they were selected, then the apostles lay hand on them to serve.
所以可以看出在。众人哈，因为当天五旬节当天就三千人信主哈，后来不久五千人又信主哈，所以教会上万人的教会当中，能够推举出七个，就选出其中有腓力哈，说明腓力这个人是蛮有追求、蛮渴望认识神的一个年轻人。
And so the church has 3,000, 5,000, and probably a 10,000 people church, but yet they have selected seven, and so you can see that this is a very capable person here.
这些人有共同的特点，就是被圣灵充满，哈，有神的同在在他们身上。
They are filled with the Holy Spirit, and God was with them.
而且圣灵的充满不是一次性哦，他们持续的活在圣灵的充满之下。
It's not a one-time filled with the Holy Spirit, but the Spirit continues to dwell in them.
什么样的人可以被圣灵充满
？Who can be filled by the Holy Spirit?
是那些顺从圣灵的人。
Those who are obedient to the Spirit.
而且能够持续顺从神的带领的人，才能够持续的在圣灵的充满之下。
Continue to follow God's guidance, so that they continue to be filled by the Spirit.
所以这是腓力哈，在众人面前、众人当中哈，被推举出来，不光是腓力了，斯提凡呢，这七个人哈，他们都有这样一个共同的特点，有一种顺服的表现，表现在他们能够持续的哈。圣灵在他们身上做工。
So not just Philip, but Stephen and others, so they have this ability to be continue to obey the God, to the Lord, and when filled by the Spirit.
所以腓力跟神有一个亲密的关系哈，听到神的声音，又能够顺从神的声音去做，这是腓力身上一个非常突出的一个特点。
So Philip has this close relationship with God that he can hear the Holy Spirit and also to obey Him.
他顺从神到什么程度呢？
And to what extent does he obey God?
这是我们今天开篇第二十六节告诉我们的哈，有主的一个使者，英文就直接翻译成天使哈，有天使对腓力讲说：“起来，向南走，往那从耶路撒冷下加萨的路上，那路是旷野。”腓力就起身去了。
So we read today. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Go south to the road, the desert road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza." So he started out and on his way.
腓力起身就照着神借着天使的吩咐去做这件事情，怎么知道，这个腓力是一个顺从圣灵的人呢
？How do you know that he was someone who obeyed his spirit if he just kind of get up and go？
因为这件事情不是人想出来的。
Because this is not something from men.
而且按照人的想法，按照腓力自己的天然的想法，他也不会去做这件事情。
Because according to men, he wouldn't be doing such a thing.
上周我们知道说，腓力去了这个撒玛利亚以后，哦不得了啊，神在那里使用他，大大使用他。
And we know that last week that when he went to Samaria, God greatly used him.
他能行神迹。
He did miracles.
能赶鬼。
And cast out evil spirits.
能够医治人。
To heal.
然后他传福音，很多人就信主
了。
教会复兴到一个地步，连耶路撒冷的使徒都听到，要派人去看一看这里发生什么。腓力在这里的工作结出许多的好果子，他还有很多的工作可以继续做。
And he bear much fruit in over there, and so there's still much work to be done.
所以按照他自己的想法，他应该持续的在撒玛利亚城里面继续的来建立教会，传扬福音。
So according to his own thinking, he really should be continuing his work in Samaria.
这个时候要离开撒玛利亚城，不是他自己的想法。
So to leave Samaria then is not his own way of thinking.
是主借着使者告诉他的想法。
God through the angel told him.
而且讲完这句话以后，圣经特别补了一句说，要去的地方是什么？旷野。
And in particular, the Bible said it's a desert road.
旷野是什么地方？没有人的地方。
Desert road, no people.
撒玛利亚城里面这么兴旺啊，这么多人要听福音，结果就在这个时候，神要带腓力去一个地方，没有人的地方。
And there's so many people in Samaria waiting to hear the gospel, but God wanted to send him to the desert road with no people.
所以这是按照人的理性怎么判断、怎么选择，想不出来的办法，对吧？
So man can never dream up such a plan.
而且当腓力跟他的同伴跟撒玛利亚城里面这些信徒教会讲的话，肯定遭到大家一致的反对，对不对？
If Philip was to talk about to his other Christian believers there, they probably would be opposing such a plan.
我们这里很需要你啊，需要你继续在这里工作。为什么这个地方跑到没有人烟的地方去呢？
We need you here. Why are you going to such a place?
所以这时候就显出腓力的顺从来。
And here we can see his obedience.
虽然他不明白为什么神这样安排，
even though he did not understand why God arranged,
但他只要认出这是上帝给他的吩咐，哪怕他不理解，他也要遵着去行。
But he recognized this from God, so even though he didn't understand, he would follow.
你看这张地图就稍微有一点概念哈，撒玛利亚在上面，耶路撒冷在下面，要去的地方是加萨啊，加萨往南走哈。有些地方是住人的，但往南走去埃及的那条路呢，就是荒无人烟的旷野。
So you can see that Samaria up there, and Jerusalem is a little bit down south, and then Gaza is even further south. And you go down there, then there will be some desert road with no people.
而且腓力必须按照神的时间去遵从神的吩咐。
He needs to follow God's timing and do God's plan.
所以这是真正的顺服的一个极大的一个特点，不是按照自己的时间呢，神吩咐没有拖延的，他就马上去行。
And that's a characteristic of obeying God is to follow God's timing without delay.
为什么这件事情这么重要？
Why is it so important?
因为他从撒玛利亚去到加萨这个地方，正好碰到另外一个人，这个时候啊，从耶路撒冷出来要经过这个地方。
Because he was going as he was going from Samaria to Gaza.He met someone coming out of Jerusalem right at that time.
接下来圣经讲说，不料哈，腓力起身去了，不料有一个埃提阿伯的太监啊，这个人。
And then when he got up unexpectedly, he met this eunuch from Ethiopia.
不料说明腓力去之前，他根本就没有想到会遇到这样一个人。
And unexpectedly, he met this person.
所以我们就看到哈，这是在。使徒行传第五章告诉我们的，什么样的人能够持续的在圣灵的充满之下，他必须要顺服啊！我们为这件事情做见证，神赐给顺从之人的圣灵，也为这事做见证。
And that's what we see in Acts 5, that we are witnesses of these things, and it's the Holy Spirit whom God has given to those who obey Him.
顺从神是能够经历神的一个非常重要的一个原因。
And it's a very important reason to obey God, then we can experience God.
亚伯拉罕为什么能够成为信心之父？他离开他家乡的时候，他不知道他要去哪里。
Why is Abraham the father of faith when he left Ur? He didn't really know where he is going.
他听到神的呼召，让他离开本地、本族、父家，去到神要带领他去的地方。
He was told by God that he needs to leave his hometown to go to a place that God would lead him.
因着他的顺从，因着他不断的顺从，他就不断的经历神在他的生命当中，在他的家庭当中，在他生儿子的事情上，不断的显出神的作为来。
Because of his continual obedience to God, that he can experience constantly God's working in his own family.
基甸为什么能带着三百人可以打败这个成千上万的敌军？
Why is it Gideon can lead 300 to defeat the army, the enemies?
就是他听神的声音，也照着神的吩咐去行。虽然他做的事情好像从战略上、战术上各个角度来分析都是不合理的，但神让他。不断的减少人，减少人，减少到三百个人。
Even though what he did may seem contrary to military tactics, but yet he was following God's leading.
凭着这种的信心和顺从，他才能够经历到用三百人来击败成千上万敌军的这样的神的作为。
And because of his following God's will, that he can have 300 people to defeat an enemy army.
所以这是腓力我们在他身上所看到的。很突出的哈，圣灵不断的充满他，因为他是一个顺从圣灵的人。
And we can see the example of Philip being continued filled by the Holy Spirit.
好，我们再看看他遇见的这个人。
Now we look at the person he met.
这叫埃提阿伯人。
An Ethiopian.
今天我们翻译成叫埃塞俄比亚人。
And today is translated into Ethiopia.
叫伊索比亚，这是台湾的翻法哈，是在非洲的一个国家。
It's an African country.
那个地方现在比现在这个范围更大，在埃及的下面，又称作古时的地方啊，古代。
And actually, at that time, was a bigger country. It was right below Egypt, and it's also called Kush.
那这个人呢，是有权有势的一个人。
Is a powerful official.
他是这个女王手下的这个太监。
He's a eunuch under the queen.
主管银库的财政部长。
And is in charge of the treasury.
所以有权有势，在人生当中应该是蛮得势的。
And so he has power, he has money.
但是呢，这里面圣经讲说他特地来耶路撒冷在做什么，不是办外交的，不是办国事的。
And now he talk about him going to Jerusalem, not because of diplomacy.
为什么去耶路撒冷呢？要在那里过节。
To go through the festival in Jerusalem.
所以我们就知道，他虽然不是犹太人，但是呢，他的信仰是倾向于犹太人的信仰，相信这位耶和华的。
Even though he was not a Jew, but his religious belief also inclined towards the Jewish beliefs.
所以他特地来到这个耶路撒冷来敬拜犹太人、以色列人所敬拜的这位神。
So he went to Jerusalem to worship the God of the Jews.
他是一个寻求真理的人。
He seeks truth.
但是有没有找到真理呢？
Did he find it?
显然没有找到。
Obviously not.
去到耶路撒冷过节。
To go to Jerusalem for
festival. 看到犹太人在献祭。
See offering there.
看到大祭司穿得很漂亮的衣服出来为人祷告。
See the high priest with beautiful clothes.
但他并没有在这里面找到真实的这个信仰的那个对象啊，真神。
But he did not find the true God.
他走在路上在读圣经，他读不读，能不能读懂呢？
Can he read the scripture and understand?
那个时候人能够手里有一本圣经是不简单的啊。
And actually, at that time, it's not simple to have a hard copy of the Bible.
所以他能够有自己的一本圣经，也说明他真的是很认真的在寻求这位神。
To see that he has this copy of the Bible, to mean that he is very, very serious in looking for God.
什么东西他都有，他也很追求，但是呢，他这里唯一缺少一样。
And he lacks one thing, even though he seems to have everything.
没有借着认识耶稣基督，认识这位真神。
Did not understand God through Jesus Christ.
他需要人来帮助他走上这一条，借着耶稣基督这条道路认识真神的这条路。
And needs to go on this path of Jesus Christ to come to the true God.
上帝也看见也知道这个人在寻求他。
God has seen and knows that this person is seeking Him.
所以我们每一个人哈，心中的想法、心中的渴求、心中的盼望，上帝都知道。
So God knows everyone's seeks and desires.
只要你真心的寻求这位神，神就一定会让你寻求得到。
If you truly seek Him, He will be found.
所以这个埃提阿伯的人，神看见以后呢，特派特选一位哈，专门传福音的腓力，把他从撒玛利亚城调过来哈，向这个人来讲圣经，向他传福音。
So when God saw that this person, Ethiopian, was seeking Him. That he intentionally sent this person all the way from Samaria.
如果他去过耶路撒冷，他又能够接触到这个犹太教的信仰，又能够拿到圣经的话，说明他已经有很多的这个方式来可以认识这位神。
He had gone to Jerusalem. He has a Bible, and that means that he has probably many ways to come to know God.
但是在他的经历当中，我们看到说，如果人不真正认识神的儿子耶稣基督的话，他还没有真正得到这个福音。
But if someone who has not come to know the Son of God, then he has not truly found God.
什么是福音
？What is the gospel？
他在这个路上哈，这个腓力要过去来贴近他的车。
And when he was on the road, that Philip is going to go near the chariot.
然后就听到他在读这个以赛亚书，他所念的那经说，他像羊被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊羔在剪毛的人手下无声。他也是这样不开口。
So Philip heard him reciting from the book of Isaiah. This is the passage of scripture that Ina was reading. He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before his shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth.
然后呢，这个腓力问说：“你读的能读得懂吗？”太监说：“这个，请问先知说这话是指着谁？是指着自己呢？是指着别人呢？”腓力就开口，从这经上起。对他传讲耶稣。
Philip asked him, "Do you understand?" And the eunuch asked Philip, "Tell me, please, who is the prophet talking about, himself or someone else?" Then Philip began with the very passage of scripture and told him the good news about Jesus.
圣殿他也去过了。
He went to the temple.
圣经他也有了。
He read the Bible.
但是他不认识耶稣。
But he does not know Jesus.
他读的这段经文就是以赛亚书五十三章里面专门预言耶稣基督受害的经文。
And he read Isaiah 53, talking, prophesying about how Jesus would die.
这是五十三章第七节说，他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。
And it's just like Isaiah 53:7, talking about he was silent before the shears.
所以他会问说，这个受欺压、受苦却不开口的到底是谁呢
？So he was asking, who was this person being persecuted and silent?
他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声。他也是这样不开口。这位像羊羔的这一位到底是谁呢
？Who is this lamb that is led to slaughter and also silent before his shears？
所以结合他所读的这段以赛亚的经文，这个腓力就向他传讲耶稣。
And because of this passage, then Philip talked to him about Jesus.
告诉他那个受苦、被杀、被牵到宰杀之地那个默默不开口的那个羔羊，就是。来过的主耶稣基督。
And told him this lamb that was led to slaughter was the Jesus who came.
为什么他要被说成是羊羔呢
？Why was he described as a lamb？
那一定要跟他解释哈，逾越节的故事。
And to explain to him the story of Passover.
逾越节的那个羊羔被杀，那个屋子里面这个雪之下的那个屋子里面的人才能够得到保守。
During Passover, those with doorposts with blood will be protected.
因着耶稣基督成了逾越节的羊羔，因着他的被杀，所有受罪的犯罪的人的罪得到赦免，得到洁净，人才能够得到拯救。
And because Jesus was the Passover Lamb, then only then would humankind be saved.
耶稣基督的死使我们因着相信他的死而得到永远的生命。
Because we believe in the death of Jesus, that we will be eternally saved.
这就是腓力向这个埃提阿伯人所解释的福音。
And that's the gospel that Philip explained to the Ethiopian.
当他相信的时候，他就看到这个路边有水哈。下一步就是要不仅要带他接受耶稣基督，而且要接受洗礼。
And after he was led to believe, then he saw water nearby, and then. Then at that time, he also decided to be baptized.
于是吩咐车站住，腓力和太监二人同下水里去，腓力就给他施洗。
And he gave orders to stop the chariot. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him.
什么是福音
？What is the gospel？
什么是我们今天所传扬的福音
？What is the gospel we preach today？
福音就是耶稣基督。
The gospel is Jesus Christ.
福音就是向人讲明耶稣基督做了什么。
And to explain what Jesus had done,
耶稣基督为罪人钉了十字架。
Jesus was nailed on the cross for sinners.
作为一个神的羔羊，代替我们付了罪的代价。
As a Lamb of God to pay the price for us.
什么是福音？就是借着耶稣基督的相信，所有的罪人有一条活路。
And because of Jesus, that we have this living way.
怎么知道这个福音是真实的
？How do you know the gospel is true?
因为耶稣基督三天以后从死里复活。
Because he was resurrected 3 days later.
显明他所做的一切，上帝已经接纳了。
To manifest that what he did, God has accepted.
他真的是神所拣选、神所差遣来的那一位逾越节的羔羊。
Indeed, he was sent by God as the Passover Lamb.
代替世人的罪，成了我们的救主。
To become our Savior and replace our sins.
凡是相信的人啊，不管是以前是在犹太教底下的，还是归信犹太教的外邦人，还是从来没有进入到犹太教里面的外邦人，只要借着耶稣基督，就可以得到这样永远的救赎，永远的生命。
No matter you're Jew or Gentile, that you can receive the eternal life because of that gospel.
不光要相信，而且要接受洗礼。
Not only believe, but also be baptized.
因为信而受洗的必然得救。
Because if you believe and be baptized, then you'll be saved.
因为只有在借着洗礼进入耶稣基督里边的人，在耶稣基督里面才能够成为新造的人。
And only then, after you're baptized, will become a new creation.
所以这就是腓力在撒玛利亚城里面所传的福音。
And that's the gospel Philip preached in Samaria.
这也是腓力向这个埃提阿伯人所传扬的福音。
And that's the same gospel preached to the Ethiopian.
这也是过去2000年我们持续不断的向人传讲见证的福音。
And that's the same gospel we've been preaching for 2000 years.
好，受洗之后呢，这个腓力就被很神奇的哈，圣灵就把他提走了。
And after the baptism, then miraculously Philip was taken away.
从水里上来，主的灵把腓力提了去，太监也不再见他了，就欢欢喜喜的走路。
When he came out of the water, the spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away, and the eunuch did not see him again, and went on his way rejoicing.
圣经没有交代说这个埃提阿伯太监后来的故事是怎样。
It didn't talk about what happened to the Ethiopian eunuch.
腓力被提走以后，又到这个亚索都，又到这个该撒利亚哈。到了20多年之后，圣经再次提到这个腓力的时候，他还在该撒利亚，在那里传扬福音。
And then after that, Philip was taken to Azotus and Caesarea, and after 20 years, the Bible talked about him. He's still in Caesarea.
所以这个整本这个使徒行传当中，唯一被称作传福音的人的啊，就是这个腓力啊，被称为传福音的腓力。
And the Bible has described Philip as one who preached the gospel.
那后来这个太监呢，发生什么
？What happened to the eunuch?
今天我们看这个历史的发展，在非洲当中哈，最早成为基督徒国家的就是埃塞俄比亚。
And if you look at history, the first nation in Africa to become a Christian nation is Ethiopia.
现在我们还可以看到最早的在埃塞俄比亚建起的教堂。
We can still see this church that is built in Ethiopia earliest.
这个是我第一次看到这个教堂的介绍，是在Orlando 的 Disney.
The first time I read about this church was in Orlando.
第一次我看到的时候就印象非常的深刻哈，因为这个教堂是非常独特的。
And I have a very deep impression because it's a very unique church.
是在一块巨大的岩石当中挖出来的。
Is really kind of carved out of a giant rock.
对，这是我们从上面看下去哈，整个的教堂的建筑成为一个十字架的样子。
And you can see it from above. It is shaped like a cross.
所以大家通常也管这个教堂叫十字架教堂。
This is the Church of the Cross.
这是在埃塞俄比亚的拉利贝拉这个地方哈，现在还能够看到的这个古老的教堂。
You can still see this ancient church in Lalibela in Ethiopia.
所以在历史上我们知道，在埃塞俄比亚这个地方，在公元4世纪的时候，这个国家哈，因着他们国王的信主，全国就成了基督教的国家。
In 4th century AD, because the king has accepted Christ and the whole nation become a Christian nation.
当时是有一个叙利亚的基督徒去了埃塞俄比亚，成为这个国王一个很重要的一个顾问。
There was a Syrian Christian who went to become a counselor for the king.
显然，这个国家能够都成为一个基督教的国家，不光是这个国王信主这一件事。
And so it's not just because the king has accepted Christ.
显然在民间有很多的基督徒才能够使这个全国归向主。
And it's also many Christians among the people, so that's why the whole kingdom can become a Christian nation.
所以我们看到哈，借着埃提阿伯这个埃塞俄比亚人一个人把福音的种子带回去哈，最后影响到全国的人。
So you can see that Ethiopian single one bringing the seed back to Ethiopia, and eventually the whole nation become a Christian nation.
我们从腓力和埃提阿伯太监的故事当中，我们可以学到什么功课呢？
What kind of lesson can we learn from Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch?
今天跟大家分享三件事情。
Three things want to share.
第一个，我们看到上帝的心意是改变人。
We can see that God's will is to change people.
神的心意是来改变人心。
To change the hearts of people.
借着人的认罪悔改，生命发生改变，影响他周围的人。
And to confess and repent and to influence those people around.
上帝改变世界的方法不是通过改变制度、改变环境、制定律法的方式。
God didn't change the world through changing some system or some environment.
不是从上到下，也不是从下到上，是从里到外。
It's not from above to below or below to above, but it's actually from inside to outside.
是从人心里面的真实的悔改，受到神的这个爱的触摸，认识到福音的大能，悔改认识耶稣基督重生之后，人才能够发生真实的改变。
And it's through true repentance and be touched by the love of God, and then from there on the life is truly changed.
当耶稣基督用五饼二鱼喂饱五千人之后，很多人就推举他说：“你做我们的王啊，来改变这个现实的政治啊，啊，打败这个罗马人，建立我们的国度。”
And after Jesus fed a crowd with five loaves and fish, and people were thinking that they can change the system to defeat the Romans.
耶稣拒绝他们的提议。
But Jesus rejected their proposal.
因为他知道，通过政治的改革，通过这种的地上的这种靠着国度的征战打败敌人的方法，不是他救人的方法。
Because that's not the way how Jesus would do it through political reform.
他拒绝在世上称王，却选择走上十字架。
He rejected to be a king on earth, but he went on the cross.
因为知道在十字架上才是真正能够救赎人类的那一条路。
Because he knew that on the cross is the way to save mankind.
借着十字架对付人的罪。
And because of the cross that people's sin can be forgiven.
除去人罪所带来的那个刑罚。
To remove the penalty of sin.
让人借着认罪悔改，相信耶稣基督而得以重生。这才是改变人、改变社会、改变家庭的根本的道路。
And through repentance, that people can be born again, and that is the way to reform us from inside out.
耶稣基督不仅自己上了十字架，而且他呼召每一个跟从他的人都要舍己背起自己的十字架来跟从他。
Not only did he go on the cross himself, but he called on us to take our cross and follow him.
耶路撒冷很平安的时候，很平顺的时候，可以在那里传福音，可以在那里做见证。
When Jerusalem was peaceful, you can preach the gospel there.
但即使是耶路撒冷教会大遭逼迫的时候，福音也没有受到阻挡，而且得到更广的传播。
But when Jerusalem was in persecution, the gospel was not blocked, but in fact, it can even be spread further.
教会福音可以在各种的政治环境、政治的情况下得到传播。
The gospel can be spread in any political climate.
因为这福音是生命之道。
Because it's the way of life.
福音是神的大能的彰显。
The gospel is the manifestation of God's power.
所以这个我们要认准的啊，这是神所看重的哈，神看重人的生命的重生和改变。
So God's emphasis is on people's lives being changed.
第二个，我们看到说，上帝是使用人与人之间的这种接触，使用人来改变另外一个人。
God used people to change people through our contacts.
在这一段经文当中，天使出现，圣灵讲话，但是天使是吩咐腓力去传福音。
We see the angel, we see the Holy Spirit, but it's the angel telling Philip to do something.
哦，他不知道向谁去传。圣灵可以告诉他，让他贴着那个车去走，向这个人去传福音。
He didn't know who to preach the gospel to, but the Spirit will tell him to go follow the chariot.
但传福音呢，是要人传给人哈，腓力要去讲的。
But preaching the gospel is from man to man.
在这个旧约当中，我们看到驴子会讲话的哦。
In the Old Testament, we see the donkey talking.
神可以使用这个，这个巴兰所做的驴子来阻挡这个巴兰，不让他做那些事情。
We can see God using the donkey to block Balaam from doing his evil things.
神也可以使用乌鸦、雕饼啊、雕肉给这个以利亚先知来吃。
And also God can use a crow to bring food to Elijah.
神有这种能力，因为天地这些万物都在他的掌管之下，他可以使用任何的手段。
God can use all kinds of ways because the entire universe is His.
他可以使用那个大鱼去吞那个不听话的先知。
And he can also use this big fish to swallow up Jonah.
但是在传福音的事情上，神是交给人来做。
But in the matter of the gospel, God is giving this responsibility to men.
耶稣基督特地呼召了十二个门徒，花了三年的时间来栽培他们，来这个训练他们，成为能够为主做见证的人。
Jesus called 12 apostles and spent 3 years training them.
所以今天哈。传福音的使命，上帝是交给我们重生的基督徒，交给教会的。
Today, God has given us the mission, Christians, to preach the gospel.
这就是耶稣基督道成肉身的道理。
And that's the meaning of word become flesh.
耶稣基督要道成肉身来的是成为我们一样的人，他最喜欢称就是人子啊。我是一个人，虽然我是神的儿子哈，但是我用一种人的方式来对你们讲话。人的方式来替你们上十字架的。
That's why he likes to use the term "I'm the Son of Man" because I'm using the weight of man to come to you to tell you, and as a man, I go on the cross.
上帝救我们没有坐在天上讲话，而是差他的儿子来到我们的当中，用我们听得懂的语言对我们讲话。
God saved us not through speaking from heaven, but He sent His Son to become a man to talk to us.
所以我们可以猜想这个。神为什么选腓力？哈，腓力是讲希腊文的，希腊话的哈，所以那个时候是这个可以说世界上通用的语言哈。这个太监也是有学问的人哈，他虽然是埃提阿伯人，但是他应该是用这个希腊文彼此来对话。
And that's why we see God using Philip because he speaks Greek, and that's the universal language at that time. And this Ethiopian eunuch probably also spoke Greek.
这就是提醒大家，在传福音的时候，我们常常讲说要对焦，要对焦哈，你要了解你传福音的对象，然后用他能够接受的方式对他讲话哈，不是高高在上的哈，而是贴近他的那个能懂的那种方式对他来讲话。
And that's why when we preach the gospel, we need to focus on our audience and making sure that we speak in the language they use.
另外一种说法就是说，我们要成为一种翻译哈，把这个福音的语言。把这个圣经的语言翻译成现代人能够听得懂的方式对他讲话。
And another way to say is that we need to be a translator to translate the gospel in a language that they can understand.
我今天夏天去这个中国山东，碰到一群基督徒在传福音。
Went to Shandong and then saw a bunch of Christians preaching the gospel.
他们每个星期哈，一群人就上这个市中心最人最多的地方去传福音。
Every week they would go to this busy place in the city.
他们穿着福音 T 恤的，然后穿着很漂亮的裙子，在那个地方唱歌跳舞，然后新人来之后呢，就发这种单张。
And then they would be wearing these gospel T-shirts and beautiful dresses, and then after they sing and dance, and they would give these gospel fans to people.
对啊，因为夏天都热嘛，所以这个有一把扇子啊，大家没有人拒绝的哈，但这上面就写着福音的信息。
Nobody will refuse a fan during the summer hot days, but it has the gospel printed on it.
然后发这种这个纸巾袋。
And then they will also give out these tissues.
里面夹着这个纸巾哈，然后这个袋的四面就写着福音的信息。
And then it was also printed the gospel on it.
先问说到底有没有神呢
？Is there a God?
你相信人有灵魂吗
？Do you believe man has soul?
如果你不相信人有灵魂，你可不可以跟我说一句话？我是一个没有灵魂的人呢
？If you don't believe, then can you tell me that I am one without a soul?
就用这种很平时的语言、很直接的方式向人去传福音。
Common direct message to preach the gospel.
哇，我看到他们就觉得他们真的是很专心、很用心的去琢磨哈，怎么能够有效的把这个福音传给这个时代的人。
And I can see that they use a lot of thoughts to see how they can preach the gospel effectively.
This is what we need to learn.
This is one something we need to learn.
神的方法是用人传人的方式带人来信主。
God used men to preach the gospel to men.
第三个我们要学习的，神到底使用什么样的人呢？
And the third thing we need to learn is that what kind of people does God use?
从腓力的身上我们看到他是一个圣灵充满，他能够解释圣经，他就是顺从上帝的人。
We can see Philip is someone filled by the Holy Spirit and can someone who can explain the Bible.
他可以根据圣经向人解明耶稣基督是谁，福音的那个重点是什么。
And he can explain the Bible of what it means to be the Lamb of God and who is Jesus.
而且他智慧充足，他有好名声。
And he has good reputation and also wise.
好名声说明他是一个很忠信的一个人。
And that means he's a faithful person with good reputation.
也是啊，教会有需要了，选出七个人来帮忙教会。哎，选谁？选腓力。
And if you see the church's needs and selected seven people, they selected Philip.
他做事很忠心，大家都很信靠他。
He's very faithful, and everybody trusted him.
他在非这个耶路撒冷城做执事，结果一出去就成了一个传福音的人。
And he was a deacon in Jerusalem, but immediately he became an evangelist.
好好的使用他的恩赐服侍教会的时候，哎，神就把更多更大的事情交给他去做。
When he served God faithfully in the church, that God had given him even more to do.
而且一个很重要的事情就是说，他有一颗爱人灵魂的心。
And more importantly, also he has his heart that loves people's souls.
那神不光使用这个腓力啊，也使用这个埃提阿伯的太监。
God didn't just use Philip; he also used his Ethiopian eunuch.
这个人刚刚信主，刚刚受洗，然后腓力就不见了。
And now this person just believed in the Lord and also be baptized, and then suddenly Philip disappeared.
他连这个上初心造就班的机会都没有。
He didn't have the opportunity to attend a new believers class.
那神也可以使用他。
God can use him.
借着他一个人来影响他国家里的这些人。
Through one single person to influence the entire country.
所以把腓力和埃提阿伯太监两个人放在一起，我们看到神可以使用什么样的人去为他去做见证呢？
So when we look at Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch, God can use what kind of people to serve him?
四件事情啊。
Four things.
第一个，他一定是重生得救的人。
First, a born again person.
只有重生得救的人才有圣灵内住哦。
Only a born again person would have the Holy Spirit residing.
只有重生得救的人才里面才有那颗种子，对不对
？Only then would he have that seed.
只有重生得救的人，他才是在基督里的人，才有这样的能力为神所使用去做见证。
Only a born again person would have the power of Christ in him.
第二个，他是要明白圣经，能够讲明真理、讲明福音的人。
So, second, he needs to understand the Bible so that he can explain the gospel.
腓力持续的传福音，所以他很知道怎么去讲哈旧约的经文拿出来，他就知道怎么能够借着这个经文来讲解耶稣基督。
So Philip knows the Bible, so that's why he can explain the Old Testament about Jesus.
哦，埃提阿伯这个太监听到以后，他也把这个带回到这个埃提阿伯，向人去讲解哈这个以赛亚书里面说。启示的这一个人就是那位钉十字架的耶稣基督。
And when the Ethiopian eunuch heard about it, he can bring it back all the way to Ethiopia and explain that that one who died on the cross is this prophesied in Isaiah.
第三个，神使用什么样的人啊？使用这些人是愿意去跟人接触的。
And thirdly, God used people who would like to contact others.
腓力走到哪里，他是愿意跟人分享福音的。
Wherever Philip goes, he wants to share the gospel.
他没有封闭自己啊。
He didn't close himself out.
没有只是自己相信就可以了。
He didn't say, "Oh, just I believe that's good enough."
他是有一个很强烈的愿望去跟人去分享。
He has this great desire to share the gospel.
埃提阿伯的太监也是一样。
Same for the Ethiopian eunuch.
他把这个好消息得到，他欢喜的得到，在这里受洗以后，欢欢喜喜的赶路回到家里，见到人啊，就啊可以向人去做见证。
He received the gospel joyfully, and then when he went home, he shared.
所以神使用那些可以进入到人群，来在人群当中通过这种的接触互动，有效的为主去做见证。
So God used these people who want to contact others and interact with others.
第四个我们一定要具备的就是我们要有爱人灵魂的心。
And fourthly, we need to have a heart that loves people's souls.
所以圣灵哈曾经使用传福音的腓力。为埃提阿伯的太监解明圣经，并带领他信主受洗，借着这个埃提阿伯的太监的归主，影响了 一个国家。
So the Holy Spirit once used evangelist Philip to explain the Bible to the Ethiopian eunuch and led him to accept the Lord and be baptized. And through the conversion of the Ethiopian eunuch, a country was affected.
所以今天我要问了，那现代的腓力在哪里？
And today I would ask, where is Philip today?
谁愿意为主所使用，成为这样一个传福音的人呢？
Who wants to be used by God to become someone who preaches the gospel?
每一个重生得救的人，每一个愿意的人，都可以靠着主的引导、圣灵的大能来成就这件事情。
Every willing born again Christian can be used by God.
重生得救的人，我们里面所蕴含的能力是神的能力。
The power that we have as a born again Christian is the power of God.
我就在回想我信主的过程当中，哇，神使用各种各样的人来帮助我。
I remember how I became a Christian.And God has used all kinds of people.
我1995年来美国留学的时候，遇到的第一个是美国的一个宣教士。
The first person I met when I came to the States in 1995 was a missionary.
过不多久，我收到我在加州的大学同学寄给我的福音杂志。
And then later on, I received this gospel magazine from a Californian friend.
我来到那个学校，没几天就发觉，哦，我有一个大学同学就在这个学校读书，哈。而且他已经是基督徒。
And then also I discovered that there was this Christian friend of mine who is also in the same campus.
我第一次去华人教会聚会，就是这个大学同学带我去的。
The first time I went to a Chinese church was this Christian friend who invited me there.
神借着热心传福音的美国教会啊，他们有一群人，每个周末就带我们一起去上这个 Alpha Course 啊。打开他们的家庭，然后接待我们在一起吃饭，然后哇，让我们觉得非常的被爱。
And then we also have a group of American Christians who opened their homes and invited us for meals, and we felt we loved.
还有一个年轻人，美国年轻人啊，他是一个退役的美国大兵哈，但他非常的热心的传福音，对我们这些国际学生哈，带我们去 shopping, 带我们去做各样的事情。
And then there also this American veteran who was very zealous in preaching the gospel. He would take us to go shopping.
神可以使用各种各样的人。
God can use all kinds of people.
这里面的这些人哈，大家可能有些认识，有些不一定很熟悉。
These people you may know some, but not all.
但这些人在美国教会当中啊，都是大名鼎鼎的人物。
And those are very famous people in American church history.
第一个，这个人叫 Kimball 啊，他是一个主日学的老师。
The first person is a Sunday school teacher Kimball.
带小孩子读圣经。
And then also we'll be talking about the Bible.
那他的班当中呢，就有一个小孩子呢，总是上课的时候打瞌睡。
And then this child in his class always sleeping.
但是他没有放弃他啊，他就特别去关怀他，然后到他工作的地方去探访他，发觉说他是在一个鞋店里面工作。
And he would visit him in his where he worked in a shoe shop.
所以工作很辛苦啊，所以到教会来常常打瞌睡。
And because he has to work hard, and so that's why he felt.
但是他非常有爱心的栽培，这个人就是 D.L. Moody 啊。
But Kimball helped this person, and that person is D.L. Moody.
芝加哥有一个神学院，就是以他的名字为命名的，因为他后来在这个主日学老师的栽培之下，成了一个大的布道家。
And he later on became this evangelist, and also there is this seminary in Chicago.
他没有读过什么书，但是他布道的时候蛮有圣灵的能力啊，带了许多人信主。
Even though he was kind of uneducated, but he was filled with the Holy Spirit and powerful.
后来有一次呢，他去英国布道。
One time he went to England to preach.
这个 F.B. Mayer 这个人是很有名，他写了很多这个灵修书啊，一章一段的这个圣经的解经啊。他在英国已经是一个很有名的牧师。
And this F.B. Meyer is a famous preacher in England. He actually wrote many devotional books.
美国来了一个布道家，没有什么名气哈，当时哈叫 Moody 的，所以这个 Meyer 有一点从心里面瞧不起他。
So at that time, when this not so famous Moody came to England to preach, then actually that this F.B. Meyer person really didn't look that much kindly upon him.
那时候英国人看美国人都是乡巴佬。
And at that time, all the British would treat the Americans as kind of country bumpkins.
结果一次很勉强，这个 Mayer 就去参加穆迪的布道会。他一听他布道就被感动。
But reluctantly he went to one of his crusades, and he was greatly moved.
所以后来他们成了很好的 这个同伴哈，一起做工。
And they become good companions and work together.
穆迪就邀请这个梅尔去美来美国这里来开培灵布道会。
So Moody invited Mayer to come to the U.S. to have a crusade.
结果就遇到这第四个啊，这个 Chapman。Chapman 当时一个很年轻的传道人。
And then they met Chapman, who was a young preacher.
但这个年轻的传道人有一点施工上面遇到这个挫折哈，这个灵里面非常的低沉。
But he was spiritually depressed because he had some challenges.
结果因着 Mayer 的布道和这个培灵哈，他灵里面得到复兴，再次把自己奉献给神。成了一个巡回布道的一个讲员。
But because of Mayer's crusade, he was greatly encouraged and became an evangelist all over.
然后他找到这个第五个人啊，这个人是以前是打棒球的。
And then now the fifth person, he used to be someone who was in baseball.
这个 Billy Sunday 哈、啊、成了这个 Chapman 的同工哈、啊，也是受他的栽培哈、啊，一起巡回布道。
And so Billy Sunday became a co-worker for Chapman and would be accompanying him on all these different crusades.
就后来发现呢，这个 Billy Sunday 的布道的能力哈，比这个 Chapman 还大。
And then later on, find that Billy Sunday was even a more powerful preacher than Chapman.
所以 Billy Sunday 和这个 Moody 哈，几乎是这个在 Billy Graham 没有出现之前，是美国带领最多人信主的布道家。
So before Billy Graham, Billy Sunday and Moody were the ones that who have led the most people to Christ in the U.S.
那他 Billy Sunday 有一次在这个布道会的时候，就请了这个 Ham 做布道讲员。
And then one time, Billy Sunday invited Mordecai Ham to be a preacher.
结果在他的布道会当中，有一个人重生得救了。
And then, one of the crusades, one person accepted Christ.
就是在历史上。带领最多的人啊，向最多的人传福音的这个 Billy Graham 啊，葛培利牧师。
And that is Billy Graham, the one who has led the most people to Christ in history.
你看看，当初就是一个主日学老师，关怀一个主日学里面的小孩子，而带来一连串的这种属灵的影响力。
And you see, in the beginning, it was a Sunday school teacher paying attention to a child.And to lead up to all these different changes.
生命影响生命，一代一代的传递下来。
Life impacts life, generation to generation.
只要是一粒真实的重生的种子，福音的种子，它的能力一旦被释放出来的话，就会影响许许多多的人。
And a seed of life can impact many, many people.
还知道这个 Billy Graham 哈，一生向几亿的人。传福音布道，成千上万的人因着他的布道而重生得救。
And Billy Graham has preached to billions of people, and many people accepted Christ because of him.
他1975年去了香港。
In 1975, he went to Hong Kong.
在香港开了一场布道会，那一场布道会有22万人参加。
And 220,000 people attended the crusade in Hong Kong.
其中有一个香港的年轻人，当时只有16岁，在那一场的布道会当中得救的。
And there was a young person in Hong Kong. He was only 16 at that time.
就是我们的 Tony 长老。
It's our elder Tony.
感谢主啊！一个人的生命重生得救，一粒真实的种子可以结出千百粒的子粒来。
And one seed can bring about many lives being impacted.
这就是神的大能。
And that's God's power.
盼望我们每一个人都羡慕这样的人生哦。
Let us all admire this kind of life.
我们每个人都有这样的机会啊。
We all have this opportunity.
因为我们同样有圣灵的内住和耶稣基督的生命。
Because we have the Holy Spirit residing in us.
让我们唱这首回应的诗歌，成为神迹的器皿。
Let's sing our response song.